Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 4th of May 2024. Essence: sweet children, whatever the Father tells you, it should be imprinted on your heart. You have come here to claim a high status in the Sun Dynasty clan, and so you also have to imbibe this knowledge. Question: what is the way to remain constantly refreshed? Answer: just as fans refresh you in the heat, so you too should constantly continue to spin the discus of self-realization, and you will remain refreshed. Some children ask, how long does it take to become a spinner of the discus of self-realization? Baba says, children, it takes a second. You children definitely have to become spinners of the discus of self-realization, because it is through this that you will become rulers of the globe. Only those who spin the discus of self-realization become part of the Sun Dynasty. Om Shanti. The fans are spinning around and refreshing everyone. When you sit here while spinning the discus of self-realization, you become very refreshed. If someone doesn't know the meaning of being a spinner of the discus of self-realization, you have to explain to him or her. If they don't understand, they won't become rulers of the globe. Someone who is a spinner of the discus of self-realization would have the faith that he has become a spinner of the discus of self-realization in order to become a ruler of the globe. They show Sri Krishna with a discus, and they also give this symbol to the combined form of Lakshmi and Narayan. They show it with him alone too. You have to understand the discus of self-realization, because only then will you become rulers of the globe. This is something very easy. Some children ask, Baba, how long does it take to become a spinner of the discus of self-realization? Children, it takes a second. You then become those who are part of the Vishnu dynasty. Deities are called those who belong to the Vishnu dynasty. In order to become part of the Vishnu dynasty, you first have to become part of the Shiva dynasty. Then Baba sits here and makes you into part of the Sun dynasty. The words are very easy. We become part of the Sun Dynasty in the New World. We become the masters of the New World, rulers of the globe. It takes a second to become spinners of the discus of self-realization and part of the Vishnu Dynasty, and it is Shiv Baba who makes you that. Shiv Baba makes you part of the Vishnu Dynasty. No one else can make you that. You children know that those of the Vishnu dynasty exist in the Golden Age, not here. This is the age for becoming part of the Vishnu dynasty. You come here to become part of the Vishnu dynasty, which is also called the Sun dynasty. The words, Knowledgeful Sun Dynasty, are very good. Vishnu was the master of the Golden Age. Both Lakshmi and Narayan are included with him. You children have come here to become Lakshmi and Narayan, or part of the Vishnu Dynasty. There is a lot of happiness in becoming part of the Vishnu Dynasty in the New World, in the Golden Aged World. There is no higher status than that. There should be a lot of happiness in this. You explain at the exhibitions that that is your aim and objective. Tell them, this is a very big university. This is called a spiritual university. The aim and objective are in this picture. You children should keep what to write in your intellects so that it only takes a second to explain. Only you can explain this. It is written in that we definitely were the deities of the Vishnu dynasty, that is, we belonged to the deity clan. We were the masters of heaven. The father explains, sweet children, 5,000 years ago you were the Sun Dynasty deities in Bharat. This has now entered the intellects of you children. Shiv Baba says to you children, O children, you are the Sun Dynasty in the Golden Age. Shiv Baba has come to establish the Sun Dynasty kingdom. Truly, Bharat was heaven. They were the ones who were worthy of worship when there were no worshippers. There was no paraphernalia of devotion. Only in those scriptures are all the systems and customs of worship written. All of that is the paraphernalia. The unlimited father, Shiv Baba, sits here and explains. He is the ocean of knowledge, the seed of the human world tree. He is also called the Lord of the tree and the Lord of Jupiter. The omens of Jupiter are considered to be the highest of all. The Lord of the tree is explaining to you. You were worthy of worship deities, and you then became worshippers. Where did the deities who were viceless go? They would definitely have taken rebirth and come down. So each word should be noted on your heart or on paper. Who is explaining this? Shiv Baba. He alone creates heaven. It is Shiv Baba alone who gives you children the inheritance of heaven. No one except the Father can give this. A physical father is a bodily being. You consider yourselves to be souls and you remember the Parlokic Father, Baba. And so Baba responds, O children. Therefore, he is the unlimited Father. You children were the Sun Dynasty deities who were worthy of worship, and you then became worshippers. This is the kingdom of Ravan. Every year people continue to burn effigies of Ravan, but in spite of that he doesn't die. After 12 months they burn Ravan again. This means that they prove that they themselves belong to the community of Ravan. Ravan, that is the kingdom of the five vices, exists all the time. In the Golden Age, all were elevated. The Iron Age is now an old and corrupt world. This cycle continues to turn. You, who belong to the Prajapita Brahma clan, are now sitting at the confluence age. It is in your intellects that you are Brahmins. You don't belong to the Shudra clan now. At this time, it is the devilish kingdom. The father is called the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. But where is that happiness now? In the Golden Age. Where is their sorrow? In the Iron Age. The remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness is Shiv Baba. He gives you the inheritance of happiness. The Golden Age is called the land of happiness. There is no mention of sorrow there. Your lifespans are long there. There is no need to cry there. You shed your old skins when it is time to take others. You understand that your bodies have now become old. Children are at first satoguni, and this is why children are considered to be even greater than those who have knowledge of the Brahm element. Those people, sannyasis, still renounce their vicious households, and so they are aware of all the vices, whereas little children are ignorant of them. At this time there is the kingdom of Ravan, the corrupt kingdom over the whole world. There was the kingdom of elevated deities in the golden age. That doesn't exist now. History will then repeat. Who will make you elevated? Here, not a single person is elevated. Very good intellects are needed for this. This is the age for becoming those with divine intellects. The Father comes and changes you from those with stone intellects into those with divine intellects. It is said, good company takes you across and bad company drowns you. Apart from the one true Father, all the company in the world is bad company. The Father says, I depart after making you completely viceless. Then, who makes you completely vicious? They say, what do we know? Oh, but who makes you viceless? It must surely be the Father. Who makes you vicious? No one knows. The Father sits here and explains to you. People don't know anything at all. This is the kingdom of Ravan. When someone's father dies, ask him where he went, and he would reply that he has become a resident of heaven. Acha. So that means he was in hell, and so that also makes you a resident of hell. This is such an easy thing to explain. No one considers himself to be a resident of hell. Hell is called a brothel, and heaven is called the temple of Shiva. 5,000 years ago, it became the kingdom of deities. You were the masters of the world, emperors and empresses. Then you had to take rebirth. You are the ones who took the maximum rebirths. It is remembered, souls remained separated from the Supreme Soul for a long time. You remember that it was you who first belonged to the original eternal deity religion who came here, and that you then became impure while taking 84 births. You now have to become pure. People call out, O purifier, come. Therefore, they are giving the certificate that it is only the one supreme Satguru who comes and purifies everyone. He himself says, I sit in this one and purify you. However, there aren't 8.4 million species. There are 84 births. There were the subjects of Lakshmi and Narayan in the Golden Age, but they are not there now. Where did they go? They too have to take 84 births. Those who come in the first number are the ones who take the full 84 births, and so they also have to go first. The history of the world of deities repeats. The Sun Dynasty and the Moon Dynasty kingdoms must repeat. The Father is making you worthy. You say that you have come to this Pashala or university where you change from an ordinary human into Narayan. This is our aim and objective. Those who make effort well will pass. Those who don't make effort will become subjects, some of whom will be very wealthy and others less wealthy. A kingdom is being created. You know that you are becoming elevated by following Srimat. You become Sri Lakshmi and Narayan, or deities, by following the Srimat of Sri Sri Shiv Baba. Sri means elevated. You cannot call anyone Sri at this time. However, here, they call anyone Sri, Sri so-and-so. No one apart from the deities can be elevated. Bharat was the most elevated of all, and they now have finished the praise of Bharat in the kingdom of Ravan. There is a lot of praise as well as defamation of Bharat. Bharat was very wealthy and it has now become completely poverty-stricken. People go in front of the deity idols and sing praise of them and say, "I am without virtue. I have no virtues." They say this to the deity idols, but they, the deities, are not merciful. Only the One is merciful, and He changes you from human beings into deities. He is now your father, teacher, and Satguru. He guarantees, "By remembering me, your sins of many births will be burnt away, and I will take you back with me. You will then have to go to the new world. This is a cycle of 5,000 years. There was the new world, and there will definitely be the new world again. When the world becomes impure, the Father will come and purify it." The Father says, "Ravan makes you impure and I make you pure." However, people simply continue to perform worship as though they are playing with dolls. They don't know why Ravan is portrayed with 10 heads. They show Vishnu with 4 arms, but there cannot be a human being like that. If there were a human being with 4 arms, his children would also be like him. Here, everyone has 2 arms. They don't know anything. They simply recite the scriptures of the path of devotion. They have so many followers, etc. It is a wonder. It is the Father who is the authority of knowledge. No human being can be an authority of knowledge. You call me the ocean of knowledge. Almighty authority is the praise that belongs to the Father. When you remember the Father, you receive power from Him, through which you become the masters of the world. You understand that you had a lot of power and that you were viceless. You used to rule the whole world by yourselves, and so you would be called Almighty, would you not? This Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of the whole world. Where did they receive might from? From the Father. God is the highest on high. He gives you such an easy explanation. It is easy to understand the cycle of 84 births through which you receive that sovereignty. Impure ones cannot receive the sovereignty of the world. Impure ones bow down in front of them, deity idols. They understand that they are devotees, and so they bow their heads in front of those who are pure. The path of devotion also lasts for half a cycle. You have now found God. God speaks. I teach you Raja Yoga. I have come to give you the fruit of your devotion. People sing, God will definitely come in one form or another. The father says, I will not come in a bullock cart. I only enter the one who was the highest on high and who has now completed his 84 births. Elevated human beings exist in the Golden Age. In the Iron Age, people are degraded and tamopradan. You are now becoming satopradan from tamopradan. The Father comes and makes you satopradan from tamopradan. This is a play. If you don't understand it, you will not go to heaven. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana 1. Make your intellect divine by staying in the company of the One Father. Become completely viceless. Remain distant from bad company. 2. Constantly maintain the happiness that you, spinners of the discus of self-realization, will become the masters of the new world, rulers of the globe. Shiv Baba has come to make you the knowledgeful and then into those who are Sun Dynasty. This is your aim. Blessing. May you become victorious and free from obstacles by considering obstacles to be an entertaining game and overcome them. It is good for obstacles to come, but let them not defeat you. Obstacles come to make you strong, and so instead of becoming afraid of obstacles, consider them to be entertaining games. Overcome these and be victorious, and you will then be said to be free from obstacles and victorious. Since you have the company of the Almighty Authority Father, there is nothing to be afraid about. Simply remain busy in having remembrance of the Father and in doing service, and you will remain free from obstacles. When your intellect remains free, obstacles or Maya then comes, but when you remain busy, Maya and obstacles will move away. Slogan, in order to accumulate in your account of happiness, give everyone happiness from your heart according to the codes of conduct. Om Shanti.